Yo, nigga, what up? It's episode 5 of the motherfucking podcast. We gonna call this shit, goddamn fucking ghetto bees. Fuck, I spelled that shit. Fuck spelling that shit. It's called ghetto bees. Y'all know how to fuck spell it. The biz is spelled B-I motherfucking Z. Get off my dick. Thank you. Nah, we suck. But, yeah, man, welcome to episode 5. Goddamn. Few little fucking little shits I want to, you know, cover up. A few things I really, you know, get to record last time type shit. First off, I want to start this shit by saying, yo, this is about day motherfucking 3 of eating no meat. And nope, not putting no salt on my shit. Like, I'm really, really on some healthy shit. Like, I'm starting to feel fucking, like, I'm starting to feel different. You know, like a better nigga. Like, a new-ass fucking man. Like, this shit feel good as a fuck, yo. Like, there's no cap. It's just, I see so much people, like, dying from, like, you know, health problems and everything. So, I just try to, feel me? I try to, you know, get my health right, try to keep it positive. And then the thing is, with me, I'm 20 years old, my nigga. This is the perfect time to fucking go motherfucking vegetarian and shit. Cause, nigga, shit start fucking catching up to you when you get older if you don't have your health right now. Like, when you get older, like, in your fucking 40s and shit, shit catching up to you. Like, fuck all of the dumb other shit. Like, I seen way too many people, like, dying left and right from health problems and all that and the whole nine. I cannot, like, no, my nigga, I'm not stomaching that. I learned my lesson. I'm changing the way I'm eating. Fucking, I'm changing a whole lot of shit about my health. I ain't even eating fucking sweets no more like that. Like, and like, if you really, like, anybody who's around me every day know I cut down. Niggas know I cut down on sweets, salt, meat, all that shit. Like, everybody around me even seeing it. Like, I went to the cafe at my school. You know the cafeteria I explained to y'all. It's like where we go to eat. I went there. I was like, yeah, let me get... We had, like, chicken, vegetables, and fucking, like, potato. I think it was potatoes, if I ain't bugging. It was chicken, potatoes, vegetables. This lady asked me what I wanted. I said, potatoes and vegetables. She was like, oh, damn, man, no meat today? I'm like, no, I'm not doing that no more. That shit is over with. I'm not trying to be dead young. Niggas be saying they here for a good time, not a long time. Nigga, fuck that, nigga. I'm here for a good time and a long time, nigga. I love this life too much, and I cherish this life that I live way too much, yo. I'm not about to fucking fall in no fucking grave. And I ain't do shit I wanted to do yet in my life. Like, my life ain't even fucking started yet, I feel like. Like, nigga, I'm getting shit together, man. For real. That's no cap. I'm already fucking street smart, so now I can try my best to fucking not get killed, not get no damn accident and shit. And I'll get hit by no damn car. Really, I'm trying to live a long time and live a good ass life. I'm trying to get both. Fuck all that half and half shit, yo. Like, that's dead ass serious. But yeah, that's what that is. Like, my health and shit changed. I'm doing better now. Even I noticed, like, low key too, I noticed one more thing before I get off this topic. I noticed that ever since I've been fucking stopping eating meat, like, my face done cleared up of pimples and all that shit. You know, I was breaking out like a fuck. I'm not gonna lie. I was, like, my face, yo, my shit, pimples everywhere. Everybody know. Niggas know I was acne boy, son. Had mad acne. Like, since I've been stopping eating meat and shit and straight vegetable, my whole fucking face done cleared the fuck up. And that's real shit, like. Shit really about to start changing with my body. I'm about to start working out more and shit. I'm not dying young. Fuck all that, nigga. Nobody got time being no fucking dirt, being ate up by maggots and shit. Fuck all that. But yeah, that's what that is. My health and shit changing. But a few days ago, I was watching this thing. I'm probably late as hell with this shit too. This shit happened hella long ago. I'm probably hella late with this shit, but I seen the thing with Vic Mensa. He was on like what's that Joe Budden podcast shit? Everyday Struggle. That's what it's called. Yeah, Academics on there. It had a girl, I forgot what her name was, but I know Joe Budden was on there too. Nigga, Vic Mensa went off on Academics. I know this shit was a long time ago, but yo, I seen that shit. And I seen, like, because Vic Mensa was like, nigga, like, you really a bitch. Like, you really made a fucking following off of making mockeries of dead people and all that shit. And he was like, yeah, you, this my nigga and shit that I grew up with since I was 5 years old, my nigga. And I think you a whole bitch for that. Like, you a whole sucker. So, I had to go to the video he was referring to. And I seen Academics was talking about it. Talking about supposedly nigga who Vic Mensa was referring to. Academics was talking shit about him. I really went back and I was like, yo, this nigga Academics be fucking wildin'. Like, I used to listen to his videos here and there, but I never think nothing of it. I just used to listen to the shit. Like, I don't know. But I realize now that I go back and listen to it, after he received a backlash, after Academics received a backlash, it's like, now I understand why niggas don't fuck with him. Like, if I had a nigga I grew up with, and fucking, and that nigga was like a dead homie or some shit, and Academics fucking said some shit, cuh, no funny shit, I would've went the fuck off too. I'm not with none of that. I would've went off on that nigga too. Like, nigga, you ain't about to sit here and motherfucking disrespect my dead homie, nigga. Like, who's you? Like, now I know, I never understood. I'm like, why do people hate Academics so much? I know he joke around and shit, but then I actually realized and listened to his podcast, I'm like, this nigga really be shitting on, like, dead people and shit, making mockeries of everything. It's like a few fucking things too. I guess he said too, that was like, that kind of fucked me up. We ain't gonna speak on that. But yeah, this nigga, he's a fucking clown. Like, you don't, like, you really did make a following off of disrespecting the dead people and shit. That shit really is not, that shit really ain't cool. And that's real shit, like, and I would not support that shit. Nah, and I don't even watch Academic shit no more. It been like about 2 years since I seen this nigga's fucking podcast. Like, that's no funny shit. And still to this motherfucking day, this nigga got new videos, cause he be popping up in my, you know, YouTube suggestions. They give you like random videos and shit you ain't subscribed to, but they just have videos up there. Some of y'all, most of y'all know what I'm talking about. I can't really explain too much of it. But yeah, I seen Academics shit in my suggestions. I was like, this nigga here is still on a motherfucker. He's still on a rampage. Like, he's still going in on dead people and still making mockeries of shit. Like, I no longer support. It's not, fuck no longer. I never supported this nigga shit on some real shit. I never supported this nigga. Like, he always did some dumbass shit that I didn't never agree with, but I was just like, let me watch anyway. But yeah, he's out of here. Fuck yeah, fuck Academics type shit. Cause you don't do that. Disrespect a nigga dead homie. I know I'm late as fuck, but I just seen that shit and it made me mad as hell. I'm like, yo, like, why are you doing this shit? Like, this is fucking wild. And you know what's crazy too? That this situation brought me to an understanding of. Now I know why people use the word clout and shit so much. Like, if I could say something to goddamn Academics and shit, I'd be like, nigga, you doing this shit here, nigga. You doing this shit here for clout. That's no cap. Like, you doing this all this for clout, like. You built the following off of doing dumbass shit. That's why nobody fuck with you. Even Joe Budden. Even fucking Joe Budden was going in on this nigga on the podcast. He was like, Vic Mensa said something. He was like, nigga, you talk Vic Mensa was like, nigga, you talk all that shit behind the computer and shit, but when you in the nigga face, you don't want to say nothing. Like, when you like, if I was here, would you say anything? If any of them niggas was here, you know you would not disrespect them in their face. Nigga, Academics was like, Academics was just, of course, sitting there silent as fuck. Nigga, Joe Budden came in, it was like, no, he's not gonna do anything. Academics is still gonna sit there and be quiet. Don't waste my camera time. Move on. That shit was funny. You have one nigga that fucking be instigating the fuck out of shit. That shit was funny as hell when I seen that shit. But I'm like, yo, fuck, yeah, fuck Academics. I don't support that shit. Cause like, that's not cool. What the fuck you be doing? Like, dead ass. Like you were a real sucker for that dumb shit you did. That's no funny shit. But yeah, that's fuck. Yeah, that's what that is. But I was watching a few days ago. It's some nigga named Mob James, I think. Some nigga that was on Death Row. I just be happy. Yeah, you know me, y'all. I'll be on Vlad TV and shit a lot. I'll just be watching every nigga that be on there. It was a nigga named Mob James who was on Death Row and shit. He was talking about why Dr. Dre left. They was saying because it was like Dr. Dre supposedly left because Suge Knight fucked I guess Michelle Lane. I was watching that video a few days ago. That shit was funny as hell when he was telling that story. He was like, man, you can't leave no bitch around that nigga. He's like, you can't leave no bitch around Suge Knight, man. That nigga just fuck any nigga bitch. Like, that nigga don't care. I was like, whoa. When I watched that shit a few days ago, I was like, damn, folk. I ain't gonna lie, that's some shit I would do. Don't leave your girl around me, nigga. Cause if I see you ain't treating her right, I don't give a fuck how close we is. You ain't treating your girl right, nigga, I'm fucking the shit out your girl. That's on me. Like, nigga, you better, I'll fuck around and be like, you beat your girl, I'll be like, you fuck around here with that damn, listen, shit, you so damn boy, shit, I can get you anything, I mean, I'll treat you better than this nigga will. That shit goes for anybody, so, this nigga treat your motherfucking girl right, cause I don't give a fuck. I'll do just like Suge Knight, fuck the shit out your girl, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Don't leave your girl around me, nigga, you ain't treating her right. That's on me. It's just the type of nigga I am. Then he was like, it's all straight out of comedy. He was like, Vlad brought up when Dr. Dre punched the niggas in the face that was always Suge Knight. Nigga was like, man, Dr. Dre wouldn't do that shit. That nigga would've been bloodied the fuck out if you would've did that. I was like, oh my god. So that shit, I thought that shit was true. Like, I believed all that shit that I seen on there. That's no cap. I really did. But I ain't gonna cap. I fuck with Death Row more. Well, I ain't gonna say I fuck with Death Row more than Bad Boy. I fuck with them both now. Cause I used to listen to Bad Boy heavy. I ain't really listen to Death Row like that. But now I'm older. Now I listen to both of them just as much. Like, now I listen to Tupac and Biggie just as much. I don't think it's an old comparison between them two. I think now that they both do those. Because I always listen to, like, I always listen to Biggie and shit growing up. Cause, you know, our family's from New York and shit. So I always grew up listening to, like, you know, Biggie type shit and Bad Boy. Yeah, I'm older now. I really listen to Tupac and shit. I'm like, yo, this nigga really, like, I really fuck with Tupac heavy and Biggie. Now I fuck with both of them just as much. I bump both of their music now. Like, it ain't really no really size between me no more. Like, I fuck with both. I think Bad Boy and fucking Death Row changed the game just as much as each other type shit. But yeah, to me now, it ain't really no comparison between them two. Shit, they all changed the game in their own way. And that's real shit. But yeah, that's it. I fuck with both of them. I fuck with Tupac and Biggie and Death Row and Bad Boy. No debate. Y'all, this nigga fucking, alright, so yesterday, you know, college, my shit got the lounge and shit on third floor. Everybody just be kicking it up. So we up there, we chilling this shit. I'm around a bunch of niggas that's fucking big ass fucking YNW Melly fans. these niggas play mad at his shit. Then they started, I guess, you know, talking about his, like, indictment and shit, killing his best friend. I really look back, I'm like, yo, this nigga really sat here and killed his own niggas. Like, just had, like, that nigga could have been, like, anybody could have been this nigga friend and got killed. That shit is fucking mind-blown as a fuck, yo. Like, this nigga really, killed his own niggas. I guess, I don't know what the reason why. Now, look, through the grapevine, I heard that, you know, he said, it was a minute ago, I heard somebody say, one of the people his friends that he supposedly killed has something to do with, I guess, his brother getting killed or something. Don't take this from me, nigga. I heard it from the grapevine. That's what I heard, so I was like, it's kind of understandable how YNW medley did that, but I don't know how true that is. So at the same time, I'm like, if he did kill his best friend for no reason, that's kind of fucked up. But I know me, y'all call me as fucked up as y'all want. I know if I had a best friend, that nigga had something to do with my goddamn family and killed, I would kill the motherfucker too. Sure, I wouldn't give a fuck. But if he did that shit for no reason, that's gonna be very fucking foul. Like, I don't think, like, that nigga, like, niggas is, like, this world is fucked. Niggas in this world is fucked up, yo. Niggas is sick in a mind. Like, do y'all niggas understand me? Like, shit is really wild. Like, you really killed the nigga you used to really break bread with. Like, that's fucked all the way up. Like, I can never do that shit. Like, if you was my best friend, for me to kill a best friend, oh, you had to do some shady ass shit. Oh, you have to have killed one of my people for me to kill the fucking best friend. Other than that, no, man. I wouldn't kill my best friend over no bitch. No, like, I wouldn't do none of that. The most I would do is beat my best friend ass, so we'd probably be back cool again. And then laugh about shit the next day. But yeah, that nigga, he's sick. And I don't think, and if he did do that shit for no reason, that nigga need to stay where he at. Don't free that nigga. You had niggas in Albany yelling, hey, free my nigga, YW Millie and all that shit. Nope. Fuck, no. I was in my head like, nah, keep that nigga if he did that shit for no reason. That ass, keep that nigga. Fuck around, get close to another nigga and kill him too. Y'all niggas like, damn. This world is fucked up. Like, niggas be. And that's why, y'all see, I don't have, you know, friends and all that shit like that. It'd be for prime shit like that. I don't trust a motherfucking soul. I don't give a fuck how close we is. I don't never feel at ease when I'm hanging around niggas at all. I'm always prepared for the worst shit, yo. I'm prepared every day in my fucking life. Like, nigga, shit is, I got trust issues. Like, every nigga I'm close to and hang around, I don't even, like, feel safe around. I'm always, like, on go when I'm around them niggas. I don't trust niggas at all. And this is a prime fucking example of why I don't trust nobody, dog. That's real shit. Like, I'm always on, like, every fucking day. Like, shit may sound crazy. I don't know, suicidal, nigga. I'm ready to die. Every nigga, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I'll fucking die right now, nigga. I ain't scared of shit. Death don't not fucking scare me, son. I'm always, every day, prepared to die. But I'm always, at the same time, on go to avoid that shit from happening. But if I am gonna die, nigga, I'm ready, nigga. I ain't scared of a motherfucking thing, nigga. Nigga already killed me right now, nigga. I'm not gonna run, nigga. I'll be like, do a thing, bitch ass, nigga. I'll disrespect the fuck out of nigga before you kill me. If I ever get killed. I'll say the most disrespectful shit that'll burn through a nigga's soul. But the rest of his life, yo, I'm not scared. Like, it's like my whole life. And I gotta stop this shit, because it's like my whole life is just me being on go. And I'm always prepared for the worst. I gotta stop that shit and think positive. Like, I'm prepared for the worst shit every day, because the worst shit just, you know, happens out the random. Like, I don't even, like, y'all know everybody in my family and shit, who I'm close to, they know that, you know, I'm a loner. I don't go nowhere. I don't do parties and shit. I stay to myself. I mind my business. Even when I see, it's to the point now, since I've been in school, every time I see, like, two niggas beefing with each other and shit, I'll walk out the room. I walks away. I goes back to my shell. Niggas will start shooting. And that'll be the end of that. I don't want to fuck around and goddamn nigga fuck around. You at the wrong place the wrong time. Nigga pull out a gun and start shooting at everybody. Because, you know, niggas nowadays ain't got no aim. These fucking little millennial niggas on me. Cause, you know, I'm a 90s baby, nigga. I was born 98, nigga. So I could talk my shit about y'all millennials. These niggas don't got aim and shit. I don't go nowhere because niggas would not have no aim. Niggas would shoot off at random niggas. That'd be my biggest shit. I don't want to be at no wrong place, wrong time. I don't want to be in no situation where I'm at the wrong place at the wrong fucking time. I don't want to ever do that. No, that shit would not happen at all. Like, that's really for YNW Melly, this is a prime example of why I don't trust niggas at all. And I don't trust shit. I don't even trust going. Like, I don't trust nature because of this shit. That's on God, yo. That's for real. I will never trust a motherfucking soul, dog. I don't think I trust nobody, yo. The way I motherfucking live, son, I don't trust a nigga at all, yo. Only people I do trust, it's my family. But you know, family too do shady shit. So you can't trust every motherfucking body. But outside of my family, I know you been, niggas ain't supposed to trust their family, to be honest with you. I just trust my family because I know my family's solid. But other than outside of my family, I don't trust a motherfucking soul, dog. That's why I low key. And it ain't illegal what I'm about to say. Because pocket knives are very legal in Georgia. Yes, sir. I own one. It's a green and black one. Pocket knife comes right out the pocket. The blade is black. Her name Logan. It's legal in Georgia, so I don't want to hear no, oh man, you talking all that illegal shit, man. You putting all your bit. No, I'm not. Pocket knives are illegal in Georgia. I cannot go to jail. I do own a pocket knife. This is a prime fucking reason. I don't trust anybody at all. Like, I don't even trust my friends at times, yo. Like, half my niggas I hang around fucking hard. My adrenaline is always pumping. I always prepared to fucking take one of these niggas out if they ever try to kill me. That's on me. Y'all niggas gonna learn. Like, I don't give a fuck. Y'all niggas is gonna learn today who the fuck I am, my nigga. I don't trust nobody, son. I'll kill. And I don't give a fuck. I'm a good nigga and shit. I ain't no street nigga. I ain't no killing nigga. I don't got no heart to do that. But if a nigga ever kill me, nigga, I'm ready to kill you if you ever try to kill me, nigga. It's motherfucking war, nigga. I know I'm from, nigga, Southwest Side, nigga, Zone 4, nigga, ATL, nigga, I know what the fuck going on, nigga, I don't give a fuck, nigga, niggas is gonna stop crossing me, nigga, no, I'm on go every minute of my fucking life, nigga, the older I get, the more I'm not giving a fuck at all, and YMW Melly is a prime reason I don't trust niggas. I got a best friend that ever tried to kill me, nigga, I'm gonna slit your motherfucking neck, nigga, that's on me, but if you solid, nigga, you solid, I fucks with you, and you my friend, you my nigga for life, nigga. But if you're not my nigga for life, you try to kill me or do some shady shit. Well, not do no shady shit. You do some shady shit, I'm just fight your ass and let it go. But you ever try to kill me and you my best friend? I wish the fuck I had a best friend that would pull a knife on me, nigga. Nigga, I'ma slit your motherfucking neck, nigga. I'll keep a knife on me everywhere I go, nigga. Y'all gonna know who the fuck I am today. But yeah, that's just who I am. This is a prime example. This is just a prime example. I'm a loner. I don't get involved in shit. And this is the reason the fuck why. And then, too, I got a fear of being wrong place the wrong motherfucking time, yo. That's real shit. But, yeah, man. That's really my prime example of why I don't trust shit. And, you know, fucking, I'm always on go. Because these niggas be killing their own friends and shit. This world is fucked up. For real. Like, if I was one of YNW Melly's friends and that nigga tried to kill me, I would knock that nigga off the map. That's on me, nigga. Put a knife right in that nigga brain. That's on me, nigga. That's on the four, nigga. I know what the fuck going on. But yeah, if that was the case and YNW Melly killed his niggas for no reason, keep that nigga where the fuck he at. Don't free this nigga. Keep that nigga in there for life, man. For real. If that nigga get out, kill more of his fucking friends. But yeah, we too. And allowed you to, like, you know, a lot of Atlanta music and niggas coming up. I ain't gonna lie. I love where I'm from and all that. I'm Atlanta born and raised. You already know. All I listen to is my damn Ludacris, fucking TLC, Outkast and shit. Oh, that's all the shit I listen to, nigga. I'm a fucking ATL for life. But, nigga, this music now, coming out of Atlanta, this shit is hot fucking garbage. I'm sorry to say. Y'all be mad at me all the fuck y'all want. These niggas is garbage. These niggas has way more fucking talent out here that get looked over as fuck. Shout out my nigga fucking Mario from Bankhead, nigga. All my niggas doing this rap shit, man. For real. That ass. We, like, niggas is really talented. And there's plenty more niggas. My nigga Caleb from Seattle, he doing this rap shit too. Like, nigga, it's a lot of motherfucking talent down here. Like, niggas be looking over our talent and shit a lot. Like, so many talent down here that niggas don't recognize. Like, people just, they only sign niggas from Atlanta that's fucking garbage and don't know how to, you know, spit at all. And that's why niggas out of town calling us fucking gay and shit. Our music is whack and da 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 da. Y'all niggas need to, whoever y'all record labels is, pick fucking talent that comes from fucking Atlanta. Cause all the niggas y'all signing is garbage. And I'll smoke any other motherfuckers, yo. That's real. Fuck these whack ass niggas and they whack ass music. And that's coming from an ATL native, nigga. Get y'all fucking balls up. That's real shit. Now, I ain't gonna dig that out. The niggas that are nice, it's a few. My nigga, Young Nudie, 21 Savage. And it's a wife and Lucci. It's a few that's nice as fuck. I ain't gonna say everybody that's out now is whack. But majority, like 80-95%, niggas is garbage. Niggas cannot rap. And I don't give a fuck if y'all, nigga, they do it. At least they signed and you broke. I don't, nigga, fuck you. Suck my dick, nigga. Fuck all that. We got them. We really on some damn. We need to get on some real bars, nigga. Get our motherfucking pen game up, nigga. Cause in the 90s and the early 2000s, nigga, Atlanta was on they shit, on they bars. Now, I ain't gonna discredit fuck. The OGs don't count. We fucking T.I., Killer Mike. No, they all the goals. I'm talking about the new niggas that's out now is whack as fuck. All the new niggas. None of the old niggas that was out was whack. Now, you go ahead and goddamn throw that shit out the window, cause that's not what I'm saying. All these new niggas that's out is whack. Get y'all motherfucking balls up. That's fucking Young Nudie, 21 Savage, Wife and Lucci, and them niggas actually take time and spit shit. The rest of y'all niggas is whack, and it's only a select few more that's good coming out of Atlanta right now. That's why it's like, yeah, I hope I make it, because, like, if I make it, my nigga, not to try to get ahead of myself or say I'm better than anybody, my nigga, I could be the Kendrick Lamar, this motherfucker. Y'all already know how I spit, bro. I'll change this fucking game. Do y'all niggas understand that shit? Like, I'll bruise this motherfucker. Niggas would be scared to come at any nigga from Atlanta, yo. If I fucking, goddamn, if I fucking come in the game, make a fucking hit. Like, I don't know. I pray the Lord one day that shit happen, the miracle happen, I'll get a hit record. Cause if I do, y'all niggas don't want no motherfucking problems, yo. At all. That's real shit. But yeah, that's what that is. These new niggas is white. It's only a few that's talented. I named them Young Nudie, 21, Wife and Lucci. It's a few more. I can't name all of them right now. But y'all, niggas know what's up. Niggas can hear my opinion as they go on in life and I be around them. But yeah, I noticed though, because I told y'all millions of times I was in college, I think I'm getting more addicted to females. Like, yo, I'm way more attracted to females than I used to be. I was always attracted to females, but it's like, that shit heavy now. It's like, I had an addiction. I don't be wanting, like, every time niggas be like, niggas in Albany be like, yo, Max, you trying to come to this party and shit? I'll be like, nah, if it ain't no hoes there, nah, I don't want to be involved in none of that shit, man. For real, I got an addiction to fucking women now. I don't like being around niggas no more. Like, I'll be around my homeboys for like a little minute. Then I gotta be around some hoes. Like, I'll be like, nah, I gotta be around some fucking females. Fuck y'all niggas. Y'all my niggas, but I gotta be around some hoes on me. Like, I feel like, cause I feel like listen, I'm gonna keep it G with y'all. My life, I've been in motherfucking 22 relationships my whole entire life since I've been living. I've been in 22 relationships. 22. You heard it right. Yes, call me whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. But I still feel like I haven't been, like, I don't know why. I still feel like I haven't been around enough females in my life. I feel like I need more. Like, this shit crazy. Like, this shit really crazy. Like, I'm really addicted to bitches now. Like, this shit crazy as fuck. Like, everywhere I go, it gotta be some hoes there. I'm not feeling the vibe. I don't be wanting to be around a bunch of niggas and shit all day. Seeing the niggas' faces. Like, that shit gay to me. Like, I can't do that. Like, let me be around some hoes. Like, let me sleep with a million hoes. Like, fuck this shit. And two, let me fuck a million hoes. I'm sorry for all my adults and shit that's listening. My aunties and all that shit. And uncles and sisters and OG. Nigga, I'm older now. Y'all gonna have to fucking deal with it. I'm trying to fuck 100 bitches before I'm gone. And that's just what that is, bro. Two, like, I'ma just be open with y'all. Like, I'm addicted to, like, nasty shit. Like, I'm addicted to seeing titties and shit. Girl just sent me a nude yesterday. That shit took me out. I was like, whoa. Damn. And no, I'm just fine. I ain't get no nude. But nah, I was, you know, I was like, you know, watching, you know, a lot of shit, you know, you talking motherfucking sex scene shit, come on, I'm like, oh shit, look at that ass, like on the movie or some shit. But yeah, I love fucking nasty shit, and I'm trying to fuck 100 bitches, bro, cause nigga, I know that shit life on me, y'all know that shit life, goddamn. So I'm already knowing, nigga. Fucking did it before, nigga. I'll do it again. Goddamn, nigga. I'm trying to fuck. Like, nigga, I'm trying to be fucking goddamn old as hell and still fucking. Like, hell nah. But yeah, that's just what that is. Like, I'm way more addicted to females now. All my niggas that I'm cool with. Ain't nothing personal. I just can't be around niggas all day, bro. I gotta be around, like, y'all don't got no hoes there, bro. Not invite me, dude. None of y'all shit. That's on the phone. On zone 4, nigga. Southwest Atlanta, nigga. Y'all know what the fuck going on. Oh, yeah. Y'all know what? I'm starting to cherish the fuck out of. I love being a fucking Puerto Rican, yo. Like, being Puerto Rican is so lit. Y'all don't understand. Like, many times where I listen to, like, Big Pun and shit, I just be like, yo, so I hear that shit, I'll be Puerto Rico. And I'll just be like, yo, I'm Puerto Rican. I'm really a Puerto Rican, nigga. Like, this shit lit. I'm like, I'm not fully Puerto Rican. I'm only getting a little bit of Puerto Rican from my mom. But, nigga, I love being Puerto Rican. Like, and I got to book a trip to Puerto Rico, son. That's real shit. I really got to. I have to get to the island, the palm trees, and the ocean, and the whole nine. Like, I'm really Puerto Rico for life, nigga. And I mix with a few other things. We ain't gonna speak on that, because I mix with a few of USA's rivals I have as part of my descent. Part of the shit in my descent that USA would not get along with, so I knew. I ain't even gonna tell y'all the shit I mixed with. But yeah, man. Goddamn. Yeah, man, I love being a Puerto Rican nigga, though. I just be like, whoa, so it's some Puerto Rican shit, come on, I'll be hype as fuck. But yeah, Puerto Rico for life, nigga. Don't be surprised when y'all see me posting shit about Puerto Rico, because I am part Puerto Rican, so don't be like, nigga, you a fraud, nigga, you ain't from Puerto Rico. You don't gotta be from Puerto Rico, nigga. Fuck all that. I'm part Puerto Rican. I have it in my blood, nigga. My grandmother's got them. It's my grandmother's father is born in Puerto Rico. Born and raised in Puerto Rico. So that's where I get Puerto Rico from. So all y'all think I'm frauding and I'm lying about being Puerto Rican. I'm not. I'm Puerto Rico to the motherfucking death, nigga. Yeah, I know what it is. So when y'all see me posting it on Instagram, I'll be like, why does nigga always yelling Puerto Rico and da 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 da? Nigga, yes. A motherfucking Puerto Rican, American, black. Yes, nigga. And I cherish that. Fuck you talking about, nigga. But yeah, man, this is episode 5, Ghetto Biz. We gonna end this shit right here. Y'all already know next Friday, next fucking episode dropping. One, nigga. Y'all niggas be easy out here, nigga. Cause y'all know this world is fucked up. Y'all be easy out here, goddamn. Be safe. Stay out the way, like I said. If you gotta wind this shit a few times, get some fucking motivation from that YNW Melly shit, get it, nigga. But just know, fucking, just be safe. Don't get caught up. Don't be out late and shit. Hold your head. Be street smart. Don't be stupid. And all y'all niggas that selling drugs, don't be stupid either. Y'all be safe too. Even though y'all gonna die soon for being a dickhead. But yeah, y'all be safe. Stay up. Much love to y'all. Appreciate all the support. Shout out all my niggas, man. For real. All my niggas. Y'all know y'all are. For real. One love. Peace out, nigga.